Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem Feedback and Insights, share number 164. We are in a sefer from Rabbi Avram Tversky. I've got to get out of my way, eliminating the obstacles to success. And this is a real gold book, tremendously revealing, and one absorbs what he's saying and looks a mirror into themselves. They could really transform themselves and become very healthy human beings. Now, he talks very much about how the Sifrei Musar ascribe great importance to something called Bittul Hayesh. Bittul Hayesh, which means it's hard to translate into English, self-effacement, or the way he puts it, Bittul Hayesh is the opposite of narcissism. What is narcissism? Narcissism is a condition where a person's ego is totally off the charts, that he thinks himself to be the greatest, expects everyone to recognize it, and to treat him accordingly. Bittul Hayesh is not only humility, it's also realizing that one's importance in existence is solely to fulfill the mission for which one was created, which is to develop spiritually and to become close to Hashem. In a very unusual way, and I heard this said a lot by Rabbi YY's older brother, Simon Jacobson. He talks about this, what humility really is, and what Bittul Hayesh is, which is beyond humility. But the idea is that It gives you the most value in reality of truth. Hashem is the source of everything. And when you say you're a nothing, it's not something that is a negative thing. It is something that is life itself. You are receiving light and life from Hashem, and you're recognizing that everything comes from Hashem. And your mission in life and your value that you have is from Hashem. So Bittul Hayesh doesn't mean you squash yourself like a cockroach. It means that you recognize that all the importance and value and diamond and spark of neshama, tzelem elikim, all comes from Hashem. Rabbi Tversky says that the self-consciousness of a narcissist is a kind of mental illness. And he explains why. Let's say, basically, you have ears, and you have eyes, and you have your throat. Do you think about them? Usually you're not even aware of them. As long as they're healthy and they're functioning well, your lungs are breathing well, then you don't think about your lungs much, because everything's fine. When do you call your attention to your eyes or ears or throat? You'll think about them and then it'll slip back into not recognizing it. It's only when you have an earache, then you'll pay attention to your ear. Or if you have a sore throat, you'll pay attention to your throat. Your vision gets blurry, you'll pay attention to your vision. You see spots in front of your eyes, then you become very aware of those parts of your bodies that are hurting you. Right? You have an ingrown toenail, all of a sudden you start thinking about your toe. And you sometimes can't even think about anything else because that pain overrides other things. So the idea is that when you're a narcissist or your ego is inflated, you think about them all the time. The concept, the difficulty of this Bittul Hayesh concept is that there is a yesh, there is something there that you have to reduce it or negate it. You're aware that it exists, but you remove yourself of that feeling. It is a little subtle, and every human being is capable of doing this, and that's what Hashem wants us to do, but it is not always so simple. Right? If he says, he gives an example, Rav Tversky, if someone is mevatel chametz before Pesach, so it's like it doesn't exist. And you don't say, I own the chametz, but I'm putting it out of my mind. No, you're not allowed to own the chametz. So because you're not allowed to own the chametz, your bittul of the chametz makes it that it doesn't exist. That is the desirable bittul hayesh. That goes so far that you don't even have the self to realize that you have to be mevatel. If you're conscious of parts of your body, generally that means there's something wrong with it. It hurts or not functioning properly. Then you zoom in onto that bodily organ that's not functioning. And what's true with part of the person is true to all of it. If you are emotionally well, and if you're functioning well, you don't think about yourself for more than a fleeting moment. And if you're conscious of yourself for a longer period of time, it's because like your ears or your eyes or your throat, there's something emotional that is not completely well with you or is not completely functionally optimal. Right? So if you have a severe ear pain, chances are that this occupies your attention so much that you can't attend very well to the other things. Your work is less. Your ear is hurting very, very much. Or in your interaction with people, because your ear hurts so much. You may ask time off from work to go to the doctor, apologize for people because it's hard to concentrate. This also happens when it is you yourself that is uncomfortable as an entity, your own personality. He puts in here a statement that he emphasizes. He says, to the degree that you focus on yourself, to that degree you may be distracted from your work and for other people. So in other words, you should know yourself and be aware of your mylice, your chesrinice, but then you just move on beyond that and sort of say to yourself, what does Hashem want from me now? What does Hashem want from me today or at this moment? You sort of forget yourself. You don't think about, oh, it's me and I. How do I feel when he interacts or that? No, what does Hashem want from me now? That takes away the unhealthy ego, and you're focusing now on what Hashem wants from you. Now, with physical pain, when you have a pain in a part of your body, you are fully aware and you draw your focus to that what's hurting you. Earache, you'll zoom in on the ear. Ingrown toenail, you'll zoom in that toenail. But when it's not physical pain, you're not even aware that you're focusing on yourself. And you may not be even aware that you're not functioning up to par. You may be working, but you're not at your best performance. You interact with people, but it's not as smoothly as you'd like it to be. The way to combat that is with healthy anivus, healthy humility. Rav Tversky believes that healthy humility is simply good mental health. And allows you to function optimally. It is, and we're going to talk about this more, and Rav Tversky is going to discuss this more, but this is more the idea of, yes, knowing yourself, knowing your qualities, being fully aware of your personality, but you don't live every moment consciously thinking about that personality, but rather saying, how am I going to use this, my tchunas hanefesh, to help others, inspire others, or to grow, or to become close to Hashem. That is really the key behind this. And that is so, so important. That is why it seems that bitachin, learning to trust Hashem and to live thinking about what Hashem wants, not necessarily what I want, is a big key in this, to get to that healthy humility. Batal Ritzaini Mipnei Ritzaincha, which is not easy. You have your own wants, and Hashem arranged something in a different way, and it sort of upsets you. I didn't want it this way. I wanted the other way. But Hashem is basically deciding, no, no, no. This is what I want from you. This is what's best for you. This creates itself a certain humility, that gives you at the end ultimate peace of mind. Ultimate peace of mind. To connect this with the Chayvus Halvavos, and I keep an index card with this because I always feel this is very important, because sometimes people get disappointed. Things don't go the way they want or the way they would like. And the Bittul Hayesh that Rav Tversky talks about here is a key to get that peace of mind. Remove that ego that wanted this thing. Recognize Hashem wants something better. So this is from the Chayvus Halvavos at the end of the Psicha of Shar HaBitachon. Ki Abayri Yisbarach Mesakin Inyono Yoyse Mimenu. Hashem corrects and fixes things better than you. Ubaychar Loi Toiv Yoyser Mimashu Ubaychar Va'atzmai. Hashem chooses for you what's more better than what you would choose for yourself. Kama Shenema, like it says, Ach Lelekim Doimi Nafshi, to Hashem I hope, my soul hopes, because from him comes all my hope. And then he says as follows, the joy of everything that's moved to him, meaning the joy that we rejoice in Hashem with whatever Hashem moves to a person and puts in front of him. And here is the key. If this that Hashem placed before you is opposite your nature, you nevertheless trust Hashem, that because of his trust in Hashem, you're not worried, that you trust that Hashem will not do to you anything other than what's best for you completely. Just like a mother, Hachaymelas Levna, that has mercy on her child by washing him. She bathes him and then she wraps him around with warm blankets. Al karchay, and he doesn't even want it. If I was not quiet, like my mother nursing me and taking care of me. So in other words, the child needs a bath. The child is dirty. Take him out of the dirty clothing, whatever it is. Make sure it's lukewarm, not freezing, but still it's uncomfortable. The baby's now exposed, uncomfortable. Then you're putting the baby into water. Very, very uncomfortable. Baby's crying. What are you doing? I was so comfortable in my blankets, and now you took me out of it, and I'm in water now. What's going on? But again, we know, this is the best for the child. The best for the child. A couple of minutes to be back in warm blankets, back comfortable and clean and healthy. So, but the child doesn't understand that. Doesn't have the capacity to understand that. It just senses its own discomfort. But we need to go beyond that and recognize, yes, we are uncomfortable sometimes in certain situations or certain matzavim Hashem places us in. But we have the ability to be like that, to trust Hashem implicitly that he's doing what's best for us. And this helps us to where how Rabbi Tversky says that you focus away from yourself. You shift away from pointing out to your earache or your eye, you know, that your eye hurts. Yes, by the way, it's true. If it hurts, go to the doctor. Part of the shtadlus. Something hurts, you try to figure out why in order to correct it. Something hurts in your emotional state, you try to your best to work through it, through prayer, through asking Eitzes Taivas from people who are able to give you Eitzes Taivas. But ultimately, this Bittul Hayesh concept is the idea of opposite of narcissism, where your ego is not an ego, you're channeling everything, that everything you're doing is Hashem's goodness flowing through you. And that gives you the greatest joy, and that gives you the greatest peace of mind. Bracha and Hatzlacha.